Here in the United States, the agency that managed the World Trade Center has released thousands of words to go with the images of September 11, 2001. Transcripts of emergency calls and radio transmissions detail the struggles of police, firefighters, and ordinary citizens. Authorities call this a record of heroism, though we want to warn you that it's also disturbing. Andrea Bernstein reports from member station WNYC.
The transcripts were made from a reel-to-reel recording rescued from the rubble of World Trade Center 5 in the weeks after the attacks. There's a call from Dad to Heather telling her he's all right and she should do her schoolwork. There are conversations about who will pick up the kids alongside frantic calls from employees trapped on the upper floors of the World Trade Center towers. And though the Port Authority only released transcripts and not actual audio tapes, the pages all but scream with descriptions of sirens, alarms, shouts, crying, and groaning. In one poignant series of calls, Christine Oleander, the assistant manager of Windows on the World, the restaurant on the 106th and 107th floors of Tower 1, calls the Port Authority police desk. "We're getting no direction up here. We're having a smoke condition. We need direction as to where we need to direct our guests and employees." Port Authority police officer Stephen Madgett: "Okay, we're doing our best. We've got the fire department, everybody. We're trying to get up to you. Call back in about 2 to 3 minutes, and I'll find out what direction you should try to get down." She does call back, reporting the smoke condition is worsening. "Can you direct us to a certain quadrant where the smoke isn't so bad?" she asks, indicating the stairwells are too full of smoke to evacuate. Port Authority police officer Ray Murray: "We're sending people up there." Christine: "What's your ETA?" Murray: "As soon as possible. As soon as humanly possible." Twice more, Christine calls. "The fresh air is going down fast. I'm not exaggerating," she says in her final call. "What are we going to do for air? Can we break a window?" Murray: "You can do whatever you have to." The transcripts paint a vivid picture of the Port Authority police trying to deal with the engulfing emergency, all along having no idea of its magnitude or of the tower's impending collapse. Each call would have constituted a major emergency on any other day. On this day, they were simply overwhelming the emergency services. Callers from the 86th floor, the 78th, even the 22nd, reported being trapped by locked doors or smoke in the stairwells. "Wait for us," these callers were told. "We are coming to you." Says an unidentified man, "I've got 18 passengers stuck on the 78th floor sky lobby elevator. They're trying to get them out. We need EMS over here. On the double, 2 World Trade Center." On the 51st floor, reported another man, "There are 2 elderly people with asthma. They cannot descend the staircase." Everywhere there is smoke, falling debris, underground floods, bits of airplanes strewn about. And most grisly of all, this description from one unidentified officer: "Yo, I've got bodies, dozens of bodies, people just jumping from the top of the building onto, in front of One World Trade." "Sir, you have what?" "Jumping from buildings," says a woman receiving the call. "People. Bodies are just coming from out of the sky, up top of the building." "Copy. That's a copy." There are a series of calls from frantic friends and relatives unsuccessfully trying to find their loved ones. Christine Ferrer calls, the wife of Neil Levin, the former executive director of the Port Authority, explaining that both she and New York Governor George Pataki, a good friend of Levin's, were looking for him. "If he's walking down the fire stairs, it could be 2 hours till he gets down," one Port Authority employee tried to reassure her. As it turned out, Levin was in Windows on the World. No one at that level survived. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.